It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Warriors blowout win yesterday. And, you know, we're talking about what do you need to see from this team? These next four games, you're going to be playing top five seeds in the Western Conference. What do you need to see to, you know, get yourself hyped up that this team can make a true deep run into the playoffs? Do you need to see the young guys? Do you need to see Jimmy Butler have a Jimmy Butler type of game that he had with the Miami Heat? Do we need to see Miami Jimmy Butler against the Grizzlies or against the Lakers? Like, you know, Big Boss Man Joe was giving me all the stats of Jimmy. He's like, you know, 18 and 10, like, is 18 and 10 good enough as like a stat line for Jimmy going forward? Like, if you're just getting that on every given night, is that enough? Or do you need to see like a 30 burger from him really showing out, shooting the ball, saying, no, it's been slow it down.
See, to me, it's time and place, right? There are some games where you might only score, you know, 15 points, but like, when did you score them? Did you finish, you know, the final 5 minutes of the game, put your imprint on it? There was a time before Steph got hurt where I could feel the chemistry and the three-man unit of Jimmy, Dre, and Steph was starting to take shape. And it was kind of your turn, my turn, but we were playing within the synchronicity, if you will, of a three-man little weave. I just need to see a little more aggressive Jimmy from time to time. It's not about particular numbers, right? You can have a great game, like I said, and be a 12-point game, 7 assists, 7-rebound guy. It's like, when did you put your imprint on the game? And so I would like him, especially down the stretch, and to start games, I think that's important too, because they've had really crummy first quarters, to start games, just don't be so passive. It's very simple to me. I'm not even trying to overly critique him. I'm just don't be so passive. Dog, when you got the ball on the block, go up strong with it.
Grizzlies, Lakers, Nuggets, Rockets. These four games, all top five seeds in the Western Conference. Would you take 2-2? Or are you wait, like, or would that be okay, disappointing?
I think you have to beat Memphis. Okay. That's number one.
So it matters. Okay.
That one, you have to beat Memphis. Okay. They're going to be on the back end of a back-to-back.
Against the Nuggets on Friday, yes. Oh, sorry, the Grizzlies. Sorry, continue.
Yeah,
continue.
They're going to play the Celtics tonight. You get them tomorrow. You have a day of rest. You're locked in. You didn't play a full, you know, game with the top dogs against San Antonio. You don't have excuses. The season is winding down. This one means a lot. This is a head-to-head matchup one. If you beat them, not only do you catapult above them, you also lock in the advantage of a tiebreaker. Mm-hmm. If you lose to them, not only do you gain ground in the top eight seedings, you also now have to do the coin flip thing when it comes to the tiebreaker and it goes to that next thing, right? Whatever that is amongst them, because you split the series against them. So, like, this one's a huge one. You have to win that one. I'm just going to go one game at a time. One game at a time. Win this next game.
All right. So, the tiebreaker, it goes better winning percentage in games against each other. Then it goes division leader wins a tie over a team not leading a division. So it goes the Pacific Division, I believe, and then goes against, you know, the division one loss percentage, and then it gets the conference one loss percentage. So there's a trickle-down effect here, but it goes to the Pacific Division, I believe. And if I pull up the Pacific Division in the NBA right now, as I go
on. How many people can even name who's in the Pacific?
That's a great question. Can you right now? It's really easy, okay. Actually.
Clippers, Lakers.
Correct.
Warriors. Yep. Portland Trailblazers.
No, they're in the Northwest Division, the Portland Trailblazers.
I mean.
they're on the Pacific.
Unbelievable.
Yes, like in real
Phoenix
life
Suns.
They are. Yes, Phoenix Suns. Yeah, there you go. Kings, yeah. So Kings, Clippers, Warriors, Lakers,
the
Suns.
Northwest.
So right now.
The Northwest.
And again, the Grizzlies are not in your own division. They're in the Southwest Division. Shout out Southwest Airlines. Are they still doing the
Phoenix should be in that Southwest.
Right? The fact that Memphis and Tennessee
and New Orleans,
Memphis, Tennessee, and New Orleans, and Minnesota, like they're not in
do the away West. With them.
I hear you. I'm not doing away with BPA though. Brian in Palo Alto,
somebody,
one of our favorites, wants to join in the conversation. What's up, Brian? You have a nice weekend. Are you into White Lotus real quick, Brian?
No.
You love it.
I don't have time for obscure. resort-based character draws. Like, it's just, I need something with some, you know?
Yeah, Jimmy Butler. He's not resort-based character.
Detective, yeah. Something.
Yeah. Oh, so, okay. Detective. I like it. True Detective, then, maybe.
But, yeah, season one.
So good.
Yeah, I think that, you know, it's one game. This, assuming that, you know, Memphis has to lose to Boston. And then if the Warriors beat Memphis, they're game up on Memphis, mm-hmm, with the tiebreaker, which is, so that's a two-game lead.
Yes.
With,
yes,
seven to go, right?
Yes.
And they would, and they have the tiebreaker in Minnesota, meaning that's a two-game lead on Minnesota, even though they're only one up on the lost home. So that's the season right there. As far as, like, the longer term, I think, you know, if you end up with the Nuggets, it's going to be, I just don't see them beating the Nuggets in a best of seven series, you know?
Yeah.
You know, they need one more guy. And I think it's obviously a great start with Butler. And I think hopefully there's a market to sign and trade Kuminga this offseason, right? But, like, I think that's kind of over now, right? That thing, it had, you know, it's unfortunate, super unfortunate how it's gone down. And, but I think the window to, you know, the window to show it now, or, you know, hurt again and all that stuff, I think it's going to be really tough. But like, I really like, you know, I really don't mind Gee being sort of the first four off the bench. They seem to play better, actually, when that's the case. But losing GP2, really, really tough.
Yeah, yes.
If he's not around for the playoffs. So they're a guy away, but I think, you know, they made their point, right? Which is, if you get him one more piece, this could be a contender. I don't think they're going to win the title this year.
Yeah.
I'm with you. They need
Brian Palo Alto.
I need that big rim-running center who's athletic. You know, just closing my eyes and listening to BPA talk.
Real quick. Do you believe that? Like, he's saying, like, they're a guy away still. Like, I think if you have the right matchups, you could still make it to the conference finals and maybe make it to the NBA. I don't think it's crazy.
You could.
But, like,
you would all agree.
Why are we so defeatist right now?
No, it's not defeatist.
Sounds like it a little bit. They won two in a row. They're 12 games over 500.
We know, take care
of business against the Grizzlies tomorrow. All of a sudden, you're five seed. Like, in this scenario, real quick, you could get the four seed if you beat the Lakers. You could get the four seed. Then you're talking home court in the first round, Joe. Like, that's not nothing. I don't scoff at that. That's a huge difference between going on the road and then staying home. Like, I look at the role players we're talking about. Pods and Moody and Post. And as BPA just mentioned, Santos. Like, you get home court going up against LA or Memphis, whoever those teams are going to be in the first round, the 4-5 matchup. Yeah, all of a sudden, I'm liking my chances a lot more going forward. That might sound insane.
Of course, things have to shake your way. That's every year.
But it's not crazy. I think we're acting like that's crazy to get the four seed, and I'm telling you it's not that crazy.
Well, I would say to you, they have an Achilles heel.
Lakers still have to play the Thunder twice again. And the Thunder have won 9 in a row, and they don't look like they're letting off the gas at all.
The Warriors have a very specific Achilles heel. that it feels like a lot of the teams that they would have to go through have the advantage of them on, which is the big who can destroy them in the paint on both ends of the floor. And that feels like their fatal flaw. Can they overcome it? Yeah. But if they have to face that specific thing that does them in three series in a row, I'm not sure they have enough firepower. And I think being pessimistic is probably the fair point of view right now. Even if they were to rattle off three consecutive wins and get to the finals, and going through Jokic and going through OKC with Chet Holmgren and finding like whatever the combinations are, we would all say like, wow, that would be pretty shocking. I think that's a fair point of view.
Absolutely.
I was shocked they won it all in 2022.
You're going Obi-Wan on me from a certain point of view.
That being said, before we move on, with BPA calling in, and he says that he's not a White Lotus guy, he actually, every time I hear him talk, reminds me of Tim, the dad.
A little bit.
The finance guy who's like knee deep in IRS trouble.
Was
like I imagine
accent.
In yeah. some alternate universe, that's who BPA would be.
Well, it's a great voice because I don't know if you know this. Like the actor is from England. Like he's an English actor, but he does that Southern accent so
Tim?
Well. Yes.
I didn't know he was from England.
Well, you don't watch Harry Potter. He's the bad guy in Harry Potter.
Yeah, I know. He's Harry Potter.
No. You've seen The Patriot, though, with Mel Gibson, right?
Of course. Classic.
Yeah, he's the bad guy.
Well, they all had bad accents.
No, he's
though.
Colonel Tavington, the guy
know,
with the British accent.
I know, but I'm
accent.
Saying like everybody in that one. And I also have to remember that came out immediately after Braveheart, and it felt like a clone of Braveheart.
No, but he is actually British. Like you hear his like actual accent, and they're more posh, I guess you would say. But yeah,
it's been 20 years since that came out.
I do love, though, that Tim, the actor or the character in White Lotus, he's always wearing the Duke because they're from North Carolina. I was like, Duke's wearing it all because he's from White Lotus. He's wearing the Duke shirt all the time. The signs
are
there.
Incredible.
Tim needs a Duke win. He's having a rough week.
He's had a rough month, it feels like, right?
Well, I mean,
and a week in comparison to the show, but it's a good point. The guy's trying.
So we should just have BPA call in as Tim from Carolina. Remember, last week, I don't know if you were listening, but Bonte came in and he wanted us to search for his CFL take on Trey Lance.
Oh, of course he did. He's like, I said this a couple years ago. We know Bonte.
But during the search of that, we got a call from BPA as someone else.
No, Tiago?
No, it wasn't Tiago. Who did he call in as? Sam?
What was the name?
We're pulling it up right now. Just give us a second.
And it was him pretending to be someone else after he had told us that he was done listening to us as a station and that he was going to change the dial to the other place.
Why did he get so mad again? I forget. I think it was Draymond Green related.
All right, here we found it.
What is it?
Okay.
Well, Gary, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Yeah, I think it's an inspired idea, Bonte. I think if he goes to the CFL, I don't think he'll ever come back to the NFL. But that may be his path.
Is this Brian in Palo Alto changing his voice?
I'm sorry?
This is BPA? No, go ahead. Continue your call.
It really sounds like Brian in Palo Alto pretending to be someone else.
Yeah, his name's Gary. Go ahead.
To say that I think that he's going to be, he's a backup quarterback, and that's okay, right? It's not the end of the world.
This is absolutely Brian in Palo Alto pretending to be Gary. Brian! Don't.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Lie to me.
That's 100% him. I like how you could hear us laughing in the background. This is the old studio where all the doors were open.
Oh, the AC didn't work, so all the doors were open.
I told you, he's Tim. Listen to that southern accent.
Well,
it's
funny because he goes Gary, but remember Gary or Greg from White Lotus? That's what I thought of immediately, the name change. The Tiago was the funniest. That name will go down in infamy. Tiago in Brisbane, was it?
It was
hilarious.
Like he turned into Kentucky Fried Chicken, the Colonel.
Threw a little twang on there.
That was him doing Jerry Jones. And it wound up in the worst Jerry Jones impression I've ever heard. And Bonte knew immediately, but he's the consummate professional. So he just went with it. He's like, no, it's Gary.
Lie to you. BPA is probably my favorite caller of all time.
He's in the Hall of Fame.
Hands down.
Of 95 Hands Sunday game down. Callers, Brian's up there. I know Bonte would probably disagree, but that's what makes him so great. That's what makes him so great. He's a tragic figure. Well,
he's the Joker to Bonte's best.
Yes. 100%.
You can't have one without
that. No. Such he's a necessary
call.
Evil.
He's the Joker to Bonte's
best. No, he is. He's a necessary evil. That's why the Joker never wanted to know like Batman's identity, because it would ruin the fun for him. Like, you never want to know, like, what BPA looks like. I think BPA even said it's a separation of church and state.
When I try to get him to show up to the Doobie Awards, he's like, no, I like to keep the mystery going.
Let's go to Al and San Pablo.
Sorry about that diversion there,
no,
Al.
No, it was great.
Bad.
Al, what you got on the Warriors right now?
Okay, so you had to accept me and do you believe earlier.
Yes.
And... to me, it's not whether I believe, it's whether Steph Curry believe, Draymond Green, Jimmy Butler believe. These guys have been there. Two of them are four-time champions. They're in a spot right now where they're going to play the three teams ahead of them for the third, fourth, and fifth seed. And I am not worried about Memphis, because when you fire your head coach with 10 games left to go in the season, there's something wrong there. I cannot see them surpassing the Warriors. I think the Warriors are going to surpass them, take the fifth seed, and then they got the Lakers coming up. And so they'll only maybe be one game behind the Lakers when they play them. And I think they can take them, because this is the time where the three boys believe. Yeah, they got the big boys over in L.A. too. So that's going to be a challenge. But this is where the Warriors would want to be. If you asked them right at this moment, where would you want to be right now this week? I want to play the guys that are teams ahead of me and beat them. So I really think they will do it.
This is going to sound completely off the wall here, but when I think, and I close my eyes and I go, all right, the Warriors are hurt right now with GP2 and with Kuminga. What are they going to start the game and close the game with defensively against Luka and LeBron? You close your eyes. Draymond's got to guard one of those two guys, doesn't he?
You didn't even mention Austin Reeves, who, again, people laughed. But
no, he's a great playmaker.
I don't think he's not their best player. That's LeBron and Luka.
He's a great playmaker.
But he's
playmaker.
Their most important player.
Yeah.
Like, that's why I look at, like, Jimmy Butler, and it might be Draymond, to your point. Like, Draymond's not their best player. He's their most important player, though.
When I look at that matchup, and you're telling me Kuminga's out and GP2's out, I'm saying to myself, boy, Butler's got to guard one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we were going to go Austin Reeves and then Luka and LeBron, Dre's got to guard the other guy, right?
Right.
Is Moses Moody, like, are we going to throw him on Luka? Like, so this is where the Kuminga absence.
And then you got Jackson Hayes, who is a big, like, he's not the greatest big, but.
Oh, you can't leave him off.
But he rim runs.
He'll get
Luka,
lobs all day.
All three of those guys
absolutely.
Are passers.
Get them lots of extra possessions.
Yes.
So this is where Kuminga's absence, GP2's absence, is absolutely going to showcase some of their personnel flaws. Like, defending the perimeter is still a giant weakness for this team.
And you mentioned it. Gary Payton II dealing with a left thumb ligament tear, a slight tear, not a complete tear. He's going to be reevaluated this Thursday ahead of that Lakers game in crypto.com arena. And also Jonathan Kuminga dealing with some ankle soreness. That's what Steve Kerr had to say about it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw him at halftime and checked in on him. Such a bummer, you know, just coming back, finding his rhythm, playing well. So hopefully it's nothing too serious.
And Kuminga said to Sam Gorin in the San Francisco Chronicle after the game that, quote, he's straight. Thinks he's fine. We'll see. Maybe you give him a game off here. Maybe you bring him back at home. I'm not sure. You need to take it. It's very tricky, these things, right? Like, he's just dealing. He was just out for months with this injury. So the last thing you want to do, yeah, if you're Steve Kerr, you're Rick Celebrini, or this coaching staff, is compromise the guy even more, especially in this final stretch. Because, yes, it's a balance of like, man, like, we need the bodies out here, but also like, man, like, the playoffs and the play-ins coming here, and we need him to be at his full strength going up against the guys like you just mentioned, whether it's the Lakers, the Grizzlies, hell, a play-in game against, you know, the Minnesota Timberwolves. Who knows? By the way, Steve Kerr, everyone's talking about these next four games, these teams ahead of him in the standings. Steve Kerr talked about it yesterday as well.
If we can beat Memphis, we get the tiebreaker over them. That's huge. You know, we're right there with the Clippers, and Lakers are only a couple ahead. We got them after. So it's quite a race going down the stretch. And we have a difficult schedule. You know, our last eight games are pretty tough. So we're going to have to continue to play well. But tonight was a really good effort. And, you know, it's good momentum builder.
That's exactly what it is. I think you need that sort of a performance to really calm the waters here within the players, not really the fan base, but the players themselves. Like, that's not who they were against the Pelicans on Friday. Like, that's not the Warriors I've seen. Like, the team I've seen on this road trip, and they've missed Steph for a couple games, so I'll give them that. But, like, even missing Steph, the effort level against Atlanta was non-existent. The effort level against the Miami Heat was just awful. Like, that was supposed to be a revenge game. Yeah, it was a revenge game for the Miami Heat. They took revenge on Jimmy Butler, and they dominated that performance from top to bottom. And then in New Orleans, it was a G League game, basically, for New Orleans. They had nothing to lose. And like, we talk about it all the time in football, right? The last couple of games, like, oh, you know, the Niners or the Raiders, I have nothing to lose. You don't want to play against a team like that because they're playing for all those other teams, right? Bonte is so good at this. He's like, the fact he's
fighting,
like,
Chauncey Billups.
Win one for Chauncey, right? We talk about that. The Scoot Henderson and them boys. But it's a thing for, like, the New Orleans Pelicans, who've been god-awful for this entire season. Yeah, going up against some of those players though, I've never even heard of before. Like, they're playing to stay out of the G League. So, like, that's a big opportunity for them, and they were playing like it. Warriors finally woke up, and that was a wake-up call for them, and they took care of business yesterday against a beleaguered San Antonio Spurs team that's just missing their two best players, and it was the back end of back-to-back, and you're relying on Chris Paul in the starting lineup, who's 50 years old at this point. Warriors legend Chris Paul.
Joe, it's so fun. He's cooked. Chris Paul's completely done. He's done. He's a third point guard. He's not even a backup. He's a third point guard.
So CP3 means third point guard. CP3, third point guard.
If he comes back next year and gets someone to pay him another $10 million to play.
What is a veteran presence, Joe Shasky? You gotta understand.
Give me a break.
That.
I mean, give me a break.
You gotta understand. Like, these guys, this is a future Hall of Famer.
Look, I have tremendous respect for him. He's a first power.
I actually liked the signing when it happened because I thought it'd be great for Wemby, and he was.
Nothing left.
He's old. He's 40 years old.
He's got nothing left. He's an occasional player, meaning third point guard, not even a backup. Like, he's just not. He's an occasional player. And I have tremendous respect for him. His career should be over.
I have tremendous respect for him, but quite frankly, kick rocks. Basically, is
he's
what you
done.
Just said. It's easier said. Like, I think he could help.
I'm not saying he can't stick around.
If
someone's dumb enough to give him $10 million a year, he will take the money. He always takes the money.
If we're gonna be paying guys to sit on the bench, basically be coaches, like we did this with Iguodala with the Warriors,
no doubt.
And he helped, and he was a bench player basically on that championship run, right? Like, why can't Chris Paul do that? Why are you scoffing? Like, it's this asinine thing.
He's done.
He's a high IQ player, and I think he'd be well suited for an up and coming team that, you know what, wants to take that next leap. And I think that's what the Spurs were trying to do. It's not his fault that Wemby and De'Aaron Fox got hurt.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.